You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Big News Friday. We got some huge potential news for you in 25 minutes. I'm not overselling this. It's going to be massive news. It's going to be on the NFL. It's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be on Fox News. It's going to be all over the place. You're going to hear it here first right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So far today, biggest news out of the NFL, Kareem Hunt has been suspended. The hammer has been dropped by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. He has suspended the Chiefs running back, former Chiefs running back, current Browns running back for, you ready for this, John?
I am ready.
Eight games. Yep. Eight game suspension, half the season next year for Kareem Hunt, following his altercation with the female that was caught on video in which he kicked her, pushed her, just some shameful stuff by Kareem Hunt. Didn't know how long the suspension would last after he was dropped from the Chiefs and then added by the Browns, but the Browns will be without him for eight games next season.
They will, and why are we putting that in the Localize It segment of our program here?
Well, we'll get into that in just a second, because this does impact your Houston Texans and their ability or lack thereof to make their team better. But before we do that, let's just talk about the suspension itself.
Okay.
Eight games. There's a lot of people on the text line saying eight games, that's too harsh. What is your thoughts on Kareem Hunt, eight-game suspension handed down from the NFL?
Look, I think players have been suspended a lot longer than eight games. For similar activities off the field. I actually kind of wish it was a little longer, just because the statement it makes to the NFL at large, but I don't know if that's ever going to change anything. Domestic violence is a hell of a thing, man, and people of all walks get caught up with it. I think eight games, I'm fine with it. How about you?
I'm fine with it, but I don't like the NFL handing down suspensions for domestic violence. I wish they would just stay out of the business altogether. And if teams, I know it's a slippery slope.
But they have to do something. They can't stay out of it.
Well, I'm not comfortable with them getting in it, because now it's going to be a situation where the next time something like this happens, we're basically having power rankings about which is worse. Was what this guy did worse than what Kareem Hunt did? They can't even figure out what a catch is. They can't figure out their replay system. I don't need the NFL taking some sort of moral stance here. It's eight games. If we are just talking about fairness, he was basically on the non-exempt list last year when he was kicked off. He's basically missed an entire season of his career. And if the Browns are willing to roll with this, I'm okay with it. But I just wish the NFL would stay out of this altogether.
Well, but you can wish it all you want, because it's not going to happen. And it happens in all industries. If someone in this building did the same thing, our bosses would act appropriately to what they believe they should do. So the NFL absolutely has a place suspending them, and I have no problem with it.
These are kind of individual companies. That's the thing. Like, I think the Chiefs, they acted the way that they felt suited, and they released him. And the mm-hmm. NFL is like the league as a whole, and I just don't trust the NFL to make that decision.
Yeah, but they do. Like, Intercom would for us. That's just the way it works. They're not going to just let it slide. I mean, just not. They're just not.
So Kareem Hunt suspended eight games. John is okay with it. I just don't like the NFL being involved. But if you want the eight games, if proportionally, I guess this makes sense. Eight games, Kareem Hunt, he'll be back with the Browns. The reason this is significant to you, if you're a Houston Texans fan, is that the Browns currently have two running backs on their roster not named Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
They have Nick Chubb, led all rookies in rushing last year, almost 1,000 yards. And they have Duke Johnson, who was believed yesterday to be on the trade market.
He's not today.
47 catches last season, and he could have helped the Houston Texans. He would have actually been their leading receiver last year. But it looks like Duke Johnson, there's a slight chance that Duke Johnson was available yesterday, but probably not available today.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about here, because the Texans absolutely have a need at the running back position. You've been very high on Duke Johnson. I'm high on Duke Johnson. I think you can pretty much scratch him off the list now, because they're not going to trade Duke Johnson and hinder their own backfield for half the season. They're just not. That's something that they can do at a later date. I mean, if they can make that decision at the appropriate time, and right now is not it.
They could also, though, get another running back that they feel could help out the team as well. It's not like it's that hard to find.
I mean, every game.
They're a what?
They're a Super Bowl contender.
Can't believe I'm hearing that. I mean,
are they not?
Yeah, I would say that they're one of the favorites right now. And when we're talking about the offseason, the Browns have won the offseason. And they didn't bring in Kareem Hunt because they needed him. That's mm-hmm. why, you know, this suspension in the big scheme of things, they're going to get back a guy who led the league in rushing 2 years ago. They're going to get him back probably fresh mm-hmm. in week 9, week 10, whenever they decide to activate him. And they're just going to be able to throw him into the mix of the weapons that they already have and the weapons that they've acquired this offseason. None of those weapons more polarizing than former Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
There was a news story out of Cleveland that went viral, and this was courtesy of Channel 25 WPBF. A woman was going home following minutes after the Browns had acquired Odell Beckham Jr. She was with her two kids, and they pulled up to their lot. And they saw a man running around, making noise, throwing his hands around. And the woman was immediately scared for herself and her kid's safety. So she decided to call the cops. This is what that news story sounded like right here on Sports Radio 610.
A frantic 911 call to Shaker Heights Police Tuesday night.
I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Carita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
And then I saw this man running down the street, just flailing his arms. And I was like, oh, my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course. And so I was, call the police.
And then, boom, we got OBJ. I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
Couldn't nothing stop me.
We got Odell.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why.
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up.
Those officers then crossing the street to share the excitement with Jackson.
And he was like, well, he was celebrating the Browns' big win. I was like, oh, did they play a game? He was like, no, they got Odell Beckham Jr. I was like, oh, well, congratulations.
That's hilarious.
I love this story so much. I absolutely do. He wasn't alone, by the way. I shared a couple of videos.
One of my best friends in Cleveland that I worked on his show, he does the national show here on CBS, Ken Carmen. He was lighting fireworks in the middle of the streets.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was really, really cool. I saw guys jumping around, running in place, screaming. The one video I said, the guy just kept going, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. He's like, we're going. It's a wrap. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm just so happy for Browns fans. No connection. You got a greater connection to Cleveland than I do. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, I mean, it's the complete opposite. You know, they've been the whipping boy of the NFL for a long time, maybe even since they came back. But, you know, along that time, now all of a sudden, we're in an offseason. There's a lot of Texans fans upset. And by the way, speaking of the Texans and the Browns, if you're just tuning in, Texans add Brian Body Calhoun, formerly of the Cleveland Browns. He started 15 games there the last 2 years. He's going to be in addition to the Texans, along with Bradley Roby and Tashawn Gibson. So they're making moves in the secondary, shopping in the bargain bin.
Yep.
It's crazy because it almost feels like, and again, it's a fluid situation in the NFL, but it almost feels like the Texans are just getting the Browns scraps at this point, and they're getting guys that can't stay on the field in Cleveland.
Well, they are.
And we're talking about them. We're talking about them trading for Duke Johnson because they got two better running backs, and we're talking about how much he can help the Texans. And then they're signing cornerbacks that can't get on the field in Cleveland. Just to show how things have changed a little bit, that's where they're at. And again, that can change when the games start, but that's where we're at right now.
Right. No, that's absolutely where they are right now. They've gone from shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue to TJ Maxx. That's where the Texans are right now.
I love TJ Maxx, by the way.
Huh?
I love TJ Maxx.
I call myself a Maxinista.
What do you get from TJ Maxx? You don't look
clothes,
like a TJ Maxx guy.
Jeans.
You look like more like Academy Sports.
I guarantee
and
you. I go to Academy, Fishing Tackle Unlimited, etc. But I think I got this shirt at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's a nice shirt.
It's very nice.
I like it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports
Shows
Radio 610.
Right amount of chest hair.
Some big news coming in the next 15 minutes, potentially. It's going to be in the 11 o'clock hour. You'll want to keep it locked here. But we're talking about the Houston Texans ties to the Cleveland Browns. News comes down today. Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games, which means Duke Johnson, who he wanted the Texans to trade for, might be a little bit more difficult because now they have a timeline of when how long Kareem's going to be out. And the Texans also add a former Browns corner, Brian Body Calhoun, who's just a little feisty fella. You know, he started 15 games the last 2 years. He's pretty much their Kevin Johnson, if you want to put it bluntly. Maybe they can get the most out of him, but he's another body. I'll say this. He's better than Sharice Wright. I don't know if that makes you feel better, but number 43 last year, the guy we saw getting burned down the stretch of the season, I will say Brian Body Calhoun is at least better than him. But where do the Texans go from here? 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go to Randy. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir, man. All respect to you guys, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Romeo Crennel's defensive schemes, basically, they're just horrible. We have never stopped anybody at any time when we really needed to. Average quarterback lights us up 500 yards. And to prove everything I'm saying, the last time we played the Colts, he's got McKinney trying to cover T.Y. Hilton on a deep across the middle. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And well, anyway, guys,
yeah, ahead,
one quick question for Mr. Lopez.
You got it.
I was wondering if he's heard any kind of scouting report on little Jordan Humphrey from the University of Texas, because I heard that he declared for the draft.
He did.
Why is he asking you that?
I love
that's
that
the most
question.
Disrespectful thing I've ever heard in my
I
life.
I love that question. Landry does the 41 Acres Longhorns podcast, and he's asking me. You asked the right
I'm from
guy.
From the same city as little Jordan Humphrey. I live right by his high school. I've watched every play of his college career. And you're asking John Lopez who couldn't pick him in a lineup?
He's asking the
right guy.
What
the hell is wrong with you?
Why did you go there? Why did you say pick him in a lineup?
Race car!
You hear that, Figgy?
I missed it, but...
Give him the scouting report of Lil Jordan Humphrey, since the Texans could use some receiver depth. Give him the scouting report.
All right, tell me if I'm wrong. I've watched him enough to be dangerous on this topic. First of all, on his first point, let me answer his first point first. The big...
The Romeo Crennel scheme is under the microscope.
The big blind spot in Romeo Crennel's defensive acumen...
Secondary.
...is the secondary. He's a genius when it comes to the front seven. That's not me saying it. Well, it is me saying it. But Stanford Rout has echoed that. James Ahedibo, who joins us in about, an hour or so?
Hour 13.
Has said that. And a lot of defensive backs, you know, have said those things. So you know they say it to each other. So you know, Tyrann Mathieu took a shot at him. Tyrann Mathieu took a shot at their secondary prowess. He says, what did he say? I can be back, go back to myself.
I can go back to hunting like I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And they'll realize they can't replace me.
So that's the blind spot in Romeo Crennel's defense. Now, Lil Jordan Humphrey, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, my God.
I would say.
This is disgusting, Figgy. I hate you for. How are you going to let someone get on here and ask him about Lil Jordan? Go ahead. Let me know, bro.
I would say, you know, he's underachieved over the course of his career.
No.
Yeah, he has.
No, not last year.
Well, no, not last year, but over the course of his career is what I said. Underachieved over the course of his career. He's probably not going to be a frontline receiver. He's going to be about a third or fourth round pick at best. And, you know, this is probably the best way I'd do it. Let me compare him to someone. I would compare him, correct me if I'm wrong, because you would know more. I'm actually going to defer on you on this. I just love that he asked me. I would compare him to...
You can't.
Is he like poor man's Juju?
No, because no? Juju's fast. He was the slowest wide receiver at the combine. This was the problem with Lil Jordan. He ran like a high 4.7, which would have been slow for a tight end. The thing about Lil Jordan Humphrey is that his game tape is better than what his combine was, which means you could probably get him in the fifth or sixth round at this point. He's not going to go very, very, very early. He's also not very strong. They tried to light a fire under his ass multiple times. It didn't work. But this is the thing about Lil Jordan Humphrey that makes him different
big
than
dude.
Guys with that body type. Is he's 6'3", almost 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
And he's a slot receiver. So you see these little like water bug slot receivers that aren't necessarily fast. They're a little bit quick. Lil Jordan Humphrey is about 3 inches taller than those type of guys. And he can also line up on the outside. But he's a guy that can do a lot of things, probably play some special teams. So if they do want to bring him in to add depth to the receiving core, they could do that. And it's not really going to take a huge draft pick. It'll be interesting to see how he lines up in the slot. But he's probably a guy that honestly probably should have come back next season. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Big news of the day. Brian Body Calhoun will be one of the newest members of your Houston Texans. He was a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns, started 15 games the last 2 years. Gets burned a lot. I mean, they call him toast in Cleveland. So Bradley Roby, we know about Bradley Roby from the Denver Broncos. Texans signed him to a one-year, $10 million deal. I'm more excited about that than I am this Brian Body Calhoun.
Just make plays, bro.
I just think Brian Body Calhoun can maybe just be an upgrade of Sharice White.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it's going to be.
Brian Body Bradley Roby can be a guy that can actually start. That's just really what, you're really just adding bodies right now. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you on Brian Body Calhoun.
No, I think he's really kind of a guy that still has to make the team. Wouldn't you say, Figgy? I know he got some starts this past year, but he's only had 15 starts the last 2 years. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of cornerbacks in the Texans, in Texas training camp. He's got a spot on this team, like probably 90%. But he's a Kevin Johnson type. And I know that's not what Texans fans want to hear, but that's kind of what he was in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Not exactly the most popular cornerback in Cleveland.
Yeah.
No, the most unpopular, actually. Yeah. But we're going to have some big news here, and then the Texans are linked to the Cleveland Browns. Could you imagine? When's the last time that you saw excitement? You've been covering sports here for 30 years. When's the last time you saw excitement proportional to what happened with Odell Beckham? Was it when Deshaun Watson, they traded up and drafted Deshaun Watson?
Yeah. That's actually the last time I saw something like that. I don't know if Texans fans were getting potentially arrested for dancing in the streets, but there was a lot of screaming and hooting and hollering, that's for sure. Absolutely.
You think that Deshaun Watson is better than Baker Mayfield?
Yes. It's kind of hard to say otherwise, but I will add this, because I like Baker Mayfield a lot. I think anybody who thinks the Browns have everything but still need to be to have a proven quarterback, well, then you can't say that if you were excited about Deshaun Watson after six games in 2017, because people were going nuts in this town after his six starts, or seven games and six starts in 2017. You can't say, well, they still need a proven quarterback in Cleveland, because Baker Mayfield proved himself. I just think that Deshaun's a little better.
I think Baker has a lot more around him, though.
Yeah, he does.
I almost think Deshaun Watson, if we're talking about the Browns and we're talking about the Texans, I think John Dorsey has looked at his quarterback and said, you know what? I love this guy. He's our franchise quarterback.
Yep.
And you know what? I want to add as many weapons around him as possible to make him successful.
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here.
That's what John Dorsey said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it feels like the Texans have said?
What's that?
Deshaun Watson's so good that it doesn't really matter what's around him, because we're going to be able to win games regardless, and we're not going to go all in like the Browns have. There's been two opposite. From my vantage point, and I understand that you didn't want to overpay for offensive linemen, from my vantage point, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. I think they're taking the New England Patriots template and transferring it to Houston. They've been doing that in a lot of ways, in style of Bill O'Brien's offense, et cetera. But now they're doing it in how they build the team around Deshaun Watson.
And I don't know if we can use the New England Patriots template as an example, because, yeah, I get what it is now. But the reality is, when they had Tom Brady at a young age, his first few years in the league,
he needed help.
They'd already won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So they knew what it took. They already knew what it took to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans don't know what it takes to win a Super Bowl, and I think they're just assuming that maybe Deshaun Watson can maximize his guys like Tom Brady has, but Tom Brady was winning ships before they started doing
this. But
what
I'm saying is their approach, building a roster, is now straight from the pages of building around Tom Brady. We have our quarterback. Let's find value. Let's find complementary pieces. Let's find guys that we can keep on the cheap, and then when the big price tag hits, we're going to let them go. I'm firmly convinced that's what they're doing. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that's what they're doing.
Dream to acquire Duke Johnson is dead for the Houston Texans, but they do take a piece from the Cleveland Browns. Brian Body Calhoun, the newest cornerback for your Houston Texans. Landry Locker, John Lopez on a Friday. Coming up next, the Jaguars had a press conference, and it looks like GM Tom Coughlin is going to be opening for Kevin Hart. We'll hear his set next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.